We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, GOTN10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is One More Week, written by Molly Moore, read by Stephen Christopher. Please note, this story plays heavily on the idea of you being used even though you're feigning reluctance. As such, it touches on consensual non-consent and includes some humiliation and degradation. Take off your dress. Slowly. There's no need to hurry, slut. You'll get what you deserve all in good time. I'm glad to see you wore the stockings, but really. Knickers? Who are you trying to convince with those, eh? I know you too well, so it can't be me. Did you expect someone else to be here, maybe? That'd suit you, wouldn't it? Two men to help you indulge your slutty desires? Well, sorry to disappoint you, but it's only me. Not disappointed, then. And yet, still appear to be wearing the knickers. I love watching you like this. All hot and bothered, trying to work out exactly what I have in store for you. Well, my darling little whore, this time is just for me. A reminder to you of exactly who and what you are, and why you continue to visit me here every week, despite the amount of time you spend trying to talk yourself out of it. Don't look so shocked, as if you didn't know what I'm talking about. I'm fully aware that every week when you leave here, you promise yourself it'll be the last time. I can see it in your eyes when you go, and yet each week, without fail, you're back. So, seems like now would be a good time for a talk. Come over here. Stop fidgeting. Closer. Closer. So you're standing right in front of me. Better. Now, down on your knees, slut. Open that beautiful little mouth of yours. That's better. That is what your mouth is for. For me to push my cock into so it can make it hard and wet for me. Slowly, slut. Nice tight lips and slowly. We don't want to rush this chat after all. God, your mouth feels so good. Let me feel the back of your throat. Go on deeper. Take me right in. Use your tongue. You know how much your tongue makes me groan. Oh, yeah. There it is. That little whimper that tells me just how much you love being down on your knees with a mouthful of my cock. You know my favourite bit. Lacing my fingers into your silky dark hair until it's tightly woven within my hand and I can control you properly. Guiding your head back and forth, just the pace I like. Holding you firmly in place while I pleasure myself in the depth of your wanton little mouth, till I can feel the saliva running down your chin, dripping onto my balls. It's just like fucking your pussy, but this way I get to watch your eyes. See the delicious slut hiding within the confines of that good girl exterior coming to life for me. That's it. Suck me while I think about what I'll do to you next. Such a dilemma. Maybe I should come in your mouth and on your face and be done with it today. But then, that would seem like such a waste of that throbbing little pussy of yours. Well, that made it obvious what you truly want. I do so love to hear that groan in the back of your throat and feel it on my cock. Makes me just want to bury myself deeper into your slutty little throat. But then, that was probably your aim all along, wasn't it? Dirty little cum slut will do anything for jizz, won't she? Unfortunately, she'll have to wait. Be a good, patient girl if she wants it today. Now, if you come, my little sucking whore, lie down on the bed, on your back. I want to see your eyes at all times today, so don't even think about closing them. You keep them focused firmly on me. I want to know you're watching me as I use you. It'll help you remember what you are. Open your legs. Is that the best you can do? I think not. Come on now, slut. Don't make me waste time tying those whore legs apart. Although, now I think about it, one day I will do that. Maybe invite someone else round to take a look at you. Maybe let them push something inside you. Ooh, I know. Yes. They can push their fingers into you while I take photographs of you, spread-eagled and begging to come. Oh. You like that idea? Maybe next time, then. Now show me how much you like the idea by spreading your legs for me. Nice and wide and open. Just like a dirty little slut should. Perfect. Now, use your hands. Open your cunt for me with your fingers, but no touching that desperate little clit of yours. That's it. Let me see just how wet you are. I can smell you, you know. Musky scent is unmistakable. Do you know, only a real little fuck toy fills the room with her smell. Lift up your hips a bit more. Looks like I won't be needing any lube. You're wet enough for what I have in mind. I can just dip my fingers into it and gather it up. And oh no, don't wriggle like that. Stay nice and still for me now. There. I can just smear it where I need it. You make the best lube. All warm, natural and sticky, and it makes my fingers glide perfectly over your tight little bottom. Relax, slut. Come on now. We've talked about this before. Relax. It'll be better that way. There. One finger fits perfectly, doesn't it? I have something better than a finger for you. And it's going to make your pussy so wonderfully tight around my cock. You know you want it. You love the plug. I know you think about it all the time. Nestled in your tight little backside. Oh, that's better. Yes. I look so pretty. And look. It's made you even wetter than you were before. Who would have thought that was even possible? Lift your legs now. Bit more perfect. I must remember my camera next time. You look so deliciously fuckable like that. Look how hard my cock is. You did that. Such a good little slut. Making my cock so hard and now spreading your legs for me so that I can kneel between them and slowly push my cock into your tight, wet cunt. Oh, slut, that feels so good. We must use the plug more often, I think. Makes you so beautifully tight for me. Squeeze me, slut. I want to feel you grip my cock with your cunt. That's it. Harder. Come on, you can do better than that, surely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hold it like that. That's perfect for me. Don't close those eyes, whore. There you go, look at you. Oh, I can see her now. Such a wanton bitch, with her ass plugged tight and a cunt full of cock, and there in her eyes I see it. Desperation. You want to come, don't you? Don't you? Well, maybe later. For now, the only cum you're going to get is mine. Can you feel it? Can you feel me emptying my balls inside you? I wonder if you'll make it home without reaching your hand down between your legs and dipping your fingers into my jizz. Oh, I know you do that. And lick it off too. Although, I bet sometimes you just leave it. Let it trickle down your thighs. But then, I think this conversation has established just what a greedy slut you are, don't you? Oh. Clean me now, slut. Lick me clean. Excellent. Did I mention how much I like feeling your whore mouth on me? If not, I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunities to do so again next time. I'm so glad we had this discussion now. We can stop pretending next week's in any doubt. Because you and I both know you're addicted. And there's always going to be a next week. If you like this, you can find more of Molly's amazing work at mollysdailykiss.com and more hot stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.